Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show.
Well, when you consider Auschwitz or the Rwandan genocide or the tsunami in Japan, it seems like anything you'd try to say to speak to that would somehow trivialize the pain because it's the gravity of it is, you know, inexplicable. So is there anything to say? I mean, I would be so afraid to sound trite in any way in trying to figure that out. You know what I mean? What do you say in a situation like that? Because you've met people, you've traveled in these lands of suffering. What do you say?
That's right. That's right. Well, I wouldn't say this, but one behind the scenes thing is that you can't, that suffering is not a mathematical thing. For instance, I tell stories in this book. Some were based in the tsunami in Japan, some were based in Newtown, Connecticut, where the school shooting took place at Sandy Hook. 20,000 people were killed in Japan. 20 children were killed at Sandy Hook. And you can't say, okay, 20,020, the suffering in Japan was 1,000 times or 10,000 times worse. It doesn't work like that. Suffering is suffering. All pain is pain. And it's actually one person at a time. So you got 20,000 individual people who are feeling that pain, and you've got 20 individual people and their families who are feeling that pain, and that's how it hits us. So it doesn't really help much to try to compare my suffering to somebody else's. It usually makes me feel worse, you know. Maybe I have a broken leg and I hear my neighbor has cancer, so I think, well, I shouldn't be concerned about my broken leg because he's so much worse off. It doesn't work that way. Whatever you have, whether it's depression or something that seems small, is the very thing that is going to bring up the same questions as the tsunami and the big things. What would I say to those people? Well, you're right. I have been with them. The first thing I would say is if you feel confusion and grief and outrage, you're in good company because there's a lot of that in the Bible. All about two-thirds of the Psalms, most of the prophets, Lamentations, Habakkuk, the whole book of Job. It's okay to have that feeling that is there's something wrong with this world. In fact, I would go further and say, if you feel upset about things that go on in this world, you can only imagine how God feels.
Yeah.
If you feel grief, if you feel rage, you can only imagine how God feels.